Jackets send Kendi Richard to the mound tonight. Columbia with a couple changes at the bottom of their order, including two newcomers making their first start of the series. Osbel Gonzalez leading off in center with Tyreek Kemp and Luke Nowak behind him. Top three has been unchanged all series. Ramon Ramirez back in the cleanup spot. Had an off day yesterday, and now he's catching for the first time this week. Jose Cerise over at first. Yandel Ricardo out at shortstop, with Henry Ramos batting seventh and playing right. And then two new folks, Milo Rushford and Josie Novas, both of whom have been with the team all year long and both make their first start of the week in game number three. 20-year-old right-hander Kendi Richard makes start number four as a Green Jacket. Kendi's second professional season after being signed by the Braves out of San Pedro de Macorís down in the Dominican Republic. And Kendi, great in the Florida Complex League, even better so far in his introduction to single-A ball. Richard, 13 and two-thirds, 18 strikeouts, and just one run allowed. Richard has been touched for eight hits, eight walks, and opponents hitting just 174 against. Not a guy who will blow you away. Fastball generally sits 90 to 92, but he's got a good sinker, slider, and changeup to go with it. Richard's got his handfuls today with the Fireflies offense that has been kicking on all cylinders. It's a team that plays small ball well and does a great job of working to contact. Osbel Gonzalez steps in, and the first pitch from Richard gets us underway. Sinker inside at 88. We'll get going at 7.07 p.m., just a couple minutes behind schedule here on Thursday, August 21st. Gonzalez 1-for-7 with three walks this week. Free passes have been a problem for Augusta. This is skied out to shallow left field. That's Dallas Macias' domain, and he battles the sunshine for the game's first out. The rest of Augusta's defense, Hartman and Douglas Glaude are the other two outfielders for Augusta. John Heal, Tate Southdesine on the third base side of the diamond. A very strong left side of the infield with Dixon Williams and Hayden Freeze on the right. The catcher is Nick Montgomery. First of four lefties in the lineup for the Fireflies is the second baseman Tyreek Kemp. Third straight start for him, six rounder out of Baylor. And he takes the fastball high, 1-0. Kemp fastball, slider, sinker, changeup for Richard. Tyreek 1-for-6, two walks and two Ks in two games. Kendi from the stretch, and this is pulled down the right field line, deep but foul towards the corner. Here at SRP, 318 to right, 395 to center, and 330 to left. That short porch in right is slightly combated by the 25-foot-high fence backing up to the Tax Slayer Terrace and the Savannah River that separates South Carolina and Georgia. 1-1 to Kemp. Short hops in and under the glove of Montgomery. There was the first changeup of the day. Richard, 9 2/3 scoreless at home to start off his Green Jacket career. A place that is generally a hitter's haven, has not been this week. Two balls and a strike, and Kemp chops it foul out in front of 89. Everything moves for Richard. The sinker is used a bit more than the four-seam, and he will run it away from lefties and in on the hands of right-handers. Got a 2-2 count on Tyreek Kemp. Lefty widens out. High target from Montgomery. And down goes Kemp on the breaking ball. Good back foot slider. Kemp out in front of it, and Richard has his first K and his second out. Two up, two down. The umpires for today's ball game, Caleb Cador, is calling balls and strikes. Christian Miranda is out in the field. Cador a bit pitcher friendly. He will expand, especially up and out. Does not give you much down or inside. This is Luke Nowak, who has had a red hot start to pro ball. Lefty feigns the bunt attempt and pulls back on the high change, 1-0. John Heal, second start of the week at third base with Southdesine out at short. He'll now play even with the bag at third, but off the line. Have to respect it from Nowak. Kendi out of the stretch. Sinker outside, ball two. Nowak is 10-for-20 so far as a pro. He has played 7 games and has hit safely in all of them. Nowak 3-for-6 with 3 driven in this week. 2-0 pitch. Taken for a called strike on the outer third. And that's what Richard can do well, even when he falls behind. He rarely grooves a pitch. That one started down the middle and then faded towards the outer corner. Nowak still ahead 2-1. Taking a bit further off at 91, ball 3. Another close nibble from Richard. And Nowak in a hitter's count with a chance to be the game's first base runner. Powerful righty Ramon Ramirez is on deck. The 3-1 delivery is on the outside corner, strike 2. Richard took a bit off, went back down to 89, and got the call on a good frame from Montgomery. Full count on Nowak. Richard looking for a 1-2-3 first. Here comes the payoffs. Swing and a miss. Down goes Nowak. Back-to-back strikeouts for Richard on a pair of breaking balls. He faces the minimum in the first, and the Jackets will bat against Gutierrez when we return to SRP Park.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Augusta just 6 hits in the first 2 games combined, all of them singles in the following starting 9, hoping to change that. Eric Hartman leads off in center. John Heal and Tate Southesine behind him. Owen Carey, Dixon Williams, and Hayden Freeze, 3 straight lefties in the middle third, with Nick Montgomery, Douglas Glaude, and Dallas Macias rounding out the order. 22-year-old Jose Gutierrez has the ball for the Fireflies. 9th game, 7th start for him with Columbia. Got battered around by the Green Jackets back in early July. First pitch to Eric Hartman outside at 90 miles an hour. Gutierrez 0-4, a 6.04 ERA. Had his best outing as a Firefly last week. 5 one-run innings. Hartman lays off the outside fastball once again. 2-0 count. Hartman has 3 of the team's 6 hits this week. He's also got 3 steals and 2 runs scored. Awaits the 2-0. And watches it go wide once again. 3 straight misses, each a bit further out than the last for Gutierrez, who has had some command deficiencies this season. He has walked 16 and 25 and a third. Finds the inner third there for a called strike. 4 of 8 outings, Gutierrez has walked 3 or more, including 5 the last time he threw on the road. Hartman swinging away on 3-1 and pulls off the fastball for an early full count. Fireflies totaling 22 strikeouts in the first 18 innings their staff has thrown, including 13 last night. Full count on Hartman, and he goes down swinging. 6 consecutive fastballs for Gutierrez, and Hartman is blown away as he strikes out to start off the bottom of the first for the second consecutive night. Nothing but running fastballs for Gutierrez, got it up to 93. And Hartman could not catch up high. Here's John Heal looking for his first hit of the week, as so many are. Heal first pitch swinging, pokes it foul. out to the third base coaching box. Green Jackets have three singles from Hartman, two from Joe Olsovsky, who has the night off, and one from Tate Southacine, who's on deck. Gutierrez into his windup. Breaking ball pulled over to third. Josie Novas to his left. Strong throw gets heel. Two outs. Rest of Columbia's defense. Yandel Ricardo and Tyreek Kemp up the middle with Jose Cerise playing first. Luke Nowak, Osbel Gonzalez, and Henry Ramos. The outfielders left to right. And the catcher is Ramon Ramirez. One of a handful of high-ceiling catching prospects in this Royals organization. Here is, speaking of high ceilings, Tate Southacine, the first rounder. And he watches a breaking ball at the knees, strike one. Southacine, a single and three strikeouts in his debut. Drove in both Augusta runs on Tuesday. Back to the curve, taken for a called strike. Down the middle once again, 0-2. Southacine looking to settle in, but Gutierrez looks long since settled. Hesitation pitch. And Southacine spoils the third straight curveball. Gutierrez pausing mid-windup. We've seen that from a couple different Columbia arms this season. Trying to mess with the timing of the young shortstop. High target. Fastball blows away Southacine. Both starters go 1-2-3 with two Ks. Augusta's offensive deficiencies continue. No score after the first.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Kenny Richard got a pop-up and two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first. Richard continues to look mighty comfortable as a Green Jacket in his first season at Single A. First season stateside overall for Richard. Began the year with 10 games in the Florida Complex League. Went 4-2 with a 1.81 ERA. One of the best marks in all of rookie ball. Ramon Ramirez, the powerful catcher, will lead off. He was 2-for-4 on Tuesday before a day off last night. First pitch from Richard on the ground to third. Down to a knee, John Heel. High throw to Freeze, one out. Quick start to the inning for Richard once again. Four outs on 14 pitches to get his day going. Jose Cerise has hit the ball very well this week, and he will step in for his second start. Cerise came off the bench on Tuesday, but started last night and went 2-for-4 with an RBI. First pitch taken for a called strike at 91. That was the four-seam fastball right down the gut against Cerise. Seen the sinker a bit more to lefties. Columbia, four lefties, four righties, and one switch hitter. Breaking ball off the outside corner evens the count. Both sides looking for their first base runner in the early goings. Striking first has meant so much when these two teams have squared off all summer long. 1-1. Good slider has Cerise diving out in front. Strike two. Columbia, a team that has excelled so frequently late in the game this year. They've got 8 walk-off wins and have a handful of come-from-behind victories on the road as well. Richard at the belt, 1-2. Slider hooked foul down the third base line. Out towards Augusta's bullpen, send a couple different relievers scattering. Jalen Payton and Cade Woods both had to dive out of danger. Payton made his pro debut last night, went 1-2-3 in his first professional inning. Likely to see Cade Woods tonight behind Richard. Still 1-2. Another line drive to the left side. This one fair and over the glove of John Heal. Cerise stays hot. He'll hustle into second. And the first hit of the game is a one-out double. Right on right changeup. It stayed up just enough. And although Cerise was out in front, he still muscled it down the line for extra bases. One on one out for Yandel Ricardo, the switch hitting shortstop. Handful of highly regarded prospects on this roster. Kansas City's top 30 well represented in Columbia. And Ricardo, the highest of the bunch, 5th overall prospect in the system. First pitch swinging on the ground out to second. Dixon Williams charges in and gets the out at first. Cerise moves up to third base, 90 feet away from opening the scoring with 2 outs in the second. Henry Ramos will get a chance for his first RBI of the week. Ramos 2-for-5 on Tuesday. Ramos did not feature into yesterday's game. Ramos driven in 16 this year. Got a .235 batting average, and he takes ball one down around the ankles. Another young player with high potential. Ramos, 20 years old in his 4th pro season, 3rd full campaign. 1-0. Outside gets a late call of strike from Caleb Kador. Maybe half a ball off, but presented well by Montgomery. 1-1. Outfield very deep. Green Jackets love to have everything play in front of them. Backdoor slider gets the call at the letter, strike 2. Found the top of the zone, and Richard's 1 pitch away from leaving a man in scoring position. Ramos crowding the plate. Ball and 2 strikes. Here comes Kendi. Foul ball down the left field line. Another one towards Augusta's bullpen. Nice snag by Albert Rivas as he was protecting himself and others. Pens are both on the field of play here at SRP Park. Relievers have to stay vigilant. Still 1-2 on Ramos. Richard looking for that put-away pitch. Got him swinging. He found it on the changeup. 3 Ks for Kendi in 2 scoreless innings. He leaves a man at third, and the Jackets are back at bat against Gutierrez in the bottom half.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Let's check in with our county crew for another fun contest with A&D Garments.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. And more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar Healthcare System. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Owen Carey leading off for the Green Jackets. Jose Gutierrez looked very solid in his first inning. A ground out and two strikeouts. And he mowed down the top third of Augusta's order. Punched out Eric Hartman and Tate Southacine, both on high fastballs. Good life on the heater for Gutierrez. And now Carey will look to solve him. First pitch to Owen, a bit downstairs at 86. Carey playing in his team-high 101st game in his first pro season. Looking for his first hit of the week, Carey lashes this foul for strike one. Little bit of fatigue starting to set in. That's a middle-middle fastball that Carey, in the first half of the year, was smothering. Gutierrez into his windup. Carey swings off of the changeup, it looked like, outside. Everything good movement for Gutierrez. Fastball and changeup dive away from lefties. And the curveball, good downward action. A very different pitcher than the one we saw back in July. 0-2. Carey a three-quarter swing, steers it foul up into the sweet section. Green Jackets, 2.5 weeks left in the regular season. A lot of guys in their first pro campaign. Carey fouls it away again, still 1-2. Always an adjustment to the grind of the pros. Carey fighting dearly, and he spoils this once again. First curveball of the at-bat. Gutierrez has now displayed everything in this AB. Six pitches, not enough. Carey deep in the left-handed box. Lays off the fastball, 2-2. Owen stayed healthy, battled some bumps and bruises, and had his very productive first pro season. Loops this foul again, and the battle continues. 15th rounder out of Londonderry High School in New Hampshire. Braves took a flyer on him late, and they are certainly seeing a payoff in the immediacy. Ninth pitch of the at-bat. Check swing, foul ball. Sinking fastball in on the hands. This is the kind of at-bat Carey's needed to see. He's been struggling with not expanding the zone on two strikes as of late, especially left on left. Glad to be seeing a righty here. Gutierrez for the 10th time this AB. It's on the ground to the right side, backhanded by Cerise, and he takes it to the bag himself. Good duel between batter and pitcher. Gutierrez comes out victorious, but he nearly needed as many pitches in that one at bat as he did to get through the entire first inning. 12 pitches in the first, 10 so far in the second, just against Carey. Next batter is Dixon Williams, one of five lefties in the lineup, and the second of three in a row in the middle third. Williams lays off the sinker down, ball one. Dixon, 220 in his first dozen games. 0-7 so far this week. Had a great start to the road trip in Kannapolis, but is now 1 for his last 14. 1-0. Broken bat, looped up the middle. Kemp will backhand, had to dodge the shrapnel, and he retires Williams on a 4-3. Fastball burying in on the hands from Gutierrez. Gutierrez then had to subsequently duck under the barrel as about three-quarters of the bat ended up shooting back up the middle. And the baseball followed shortly after. Gutierrez looking to continue facing the minimum. Green Jackets have not made much noise first time through the order in either of the first two games this week. Lefty Hayden Freeze steps up. He's at first base today. And he takes strike one on a curve. Freeze splitting first base duties with Joe Olsovsky. Very patient draftee out of Western Carolina. Skies this one foul, nothing in two. Gutierrez attacking lefties and righties alike with that fastball. He has been unafraid to stay in the big part of the zone, trusting the carry and the extension to get the outs. 0-2. Curveball low. Good take. Gotten away with some mistakes first couple of innings. Got two strikeouts and three ground balls so far. Ahead 1-2 on Hayden Fries. And Fries goes down looking on the outside corner. Gutierrez paints up 93. Ramirez frames it up nicely. And both sides continue to trade zeros through two scoreless frames.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Two innings of scoreless baseball. So far, Jose Cerise's only double, or his double is the only hit at the moment. Rushford, Novas, and Gonzalez due up 8-9-1. Milo Rushford getting his first start of the week. He did come off the bench in Tuesday's ballgame as a pinch runner and scored the tying run in the top of the ninth. Lefty DHing today. Rashard ready to go for the top of the third. And the first pitch is looped down the right field line. Foul as Rushford was out in front of the sinker. Kendi efficient and attacking the zone. 18 of 26 pitches have been inside the strike zone. Infield will play Rushford to pull, hitting 207 on the year. This is 71st game. Rashard lifts and deals. And narrowly evades the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Tried to run it back to the inner edge. Could not quite do so. Columbia has seen the bottom of the order set the table in back-to-back ball games. Heel not expecting a bunt. He's playing very deep at third. And Rushford takes a slider for a called strike. Both offenses still waking up in the early goings. Cerise, only base runner for either team. Richard's ahead 1-2. And the changeup is taken for a called strike 3. Rushford goes down looking. Richard has 4 punch-outs in his first 8 hitters. Just feathered back to the inside corner. Montgomery snatching it right to the zone. And Caleb Cador rings up Rushford. Here's Josie Novas, who prior to tonight was the only man who had not appeared in a game so far. Did not come off the bench on Tuesday. Did not start yesterday. Powerful right-handed third baseman. First pitch swinging. Deep drive out to center field. Eric Hartman's at the track in front of the wall. And he makes the play. Well, right on cue, Josie Novas has a ton of pop in the right-handed bat. That was 105 off the bat. But just shy of the 395 sign for a loud out number two. Novas swings and misses a lot, but when he gets into one, it goes a ways. And the ballpark barely able to hold that. Back to the top of the order we go for Osbel Gonzalez, who started off the game with a pop-up to left. Macias playing deep against the speedster. First pitch from Richard is pulled foul. That was 87 on the sinker for Kendi. He's been 87 to 91 today. four-seam a bit firmer than the sinker. Both have been effective, and the changeup and slider have featured in nicely. Target outer third from Montgomery. Sinker drops right to the knees and gets the call. He split the mitt, and it's 0-2. Kendi, maybe not a household name, but he is one of a gluttony of intriguing young pitchers on this roster. Slider inside, narrowly missing the corner there, 1-2. Second pro season, first stateside. Richard was solid, but not overly flashy in the DSL last year. And boy, has he taken a step forward in year two. Two strikes, two outs on Gonzalez. And he tips it into the mitt. Montgomery holds on for strike three. Richard's got five Ks and three zeros under his belt so far.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Kendi Richard and Jose Gutierrez locked in a pitcher's duel through the early goings. 2.5 scoreless. Green Jackets sending the bottom third of their order to bat for the first time. Trying to solve the problem that has been Gutierrez. 22-year-old right-hander out of Bolivar, Venezuela. Fourth pro season for him. And this far and away the best one that he has produced. After missing all of last year with an injury. Nick Montgomery leads off and chases a curveball in the dirt. Strike one. Breaking ball has been strong for Gutierrez. He has initiated a couple chases like that. 0-1 to Montgomery. Right back to it. Same result. Nick leading the team with 103 strikeouts. Has three this week looking for his first hit. And Columbia just keeps turning out strong starting pitching. Shields, then Churio. Now Gutierrez tripling up on the slider, and this time Montgomery fouls it off. O-2 count on Montgomery. Gutierrez has got three Ks in his first six batters already. Check swing, appeal over to first, and Christian Miranda says that he did not go around. It's Montgomery, Glaude, and Macias at the bottom of the order. Two righties and then a lefty against Gutierrez. 1-2 offering, taken at the knees, called strike three. First fastball that Montgomery sees, and he's frozen. Gutierrez set a Fireflies season high in strikeouts with six last time out. He's got four already in his first seven batters. Powerful frame of Douglas Glaude will take the right-handed box next. Active leader in home runs for Augusta with 7 and 33 driven in. Glaude takes a fastball a bit off the outside corner, says Caleb Kador. 1-0. Generally a call he will give to you. Not that time, despite Ramirez's protests. Breaking ball is punched foul off the facing of the second deck. Douglas hitless on Tuesday. Been bouncing between the DH and corner outfield spots. First year in Augusta for the 20-year-old former top prospect. Shown off the power and the patience, but also some swing and miss. Bit behind on the fastball and ticks it off of Ramirez, 1-2. Gutierrez has faced the minimum, 7 up, 7 down. Columbia's pitching staff, no matter who has come in the game this week, has been nearly untouchable. 1-2. Claude fouls it away again, doubling up on the high heater. Gutierrez could not elevate quite enough to get a swing and miss. But that pitch is how he secured 2 strikeouts in the first, Hartman and Southesine. 1-2. Breaking ball taken for a called strike 3. Good curveball in the outside corner. 3 straight backwards Ks for Gutierrez, dating back to the second. Two up, two down. Dallas Macias is the only chance left to get a base runner first trip through the order. Dallas looking for his first hit at home since being drafted out of Oregon State. Fastball short hops in 1-0. Gutierrez slicing and dicing his way through Augusta's lineup, just as Kendi Richard has done on the opposite side. Each starter has 5 Ks and no runs. Dallas looking for a little bit of 2-out action. Fastball down 2-0. Eric Hartman's on deck, and he's a one-man rally with the power and speed combination that he possesses. Would love to have Macias on in front of him. Fastball at the letters, taken for strike 1. Armside run and good loft on the fastball for Gutierrez. The co-pitching coaches for Columbia have done great work with him as he misses low. Props to Julio Pimentel and Taylor Bloy as their staff has gotten better with each passing month. 3-1 count for Dallas. And he pops it up into shallow right field. Got jammed on a hitter's count. And it will be handled by Henry Ramos. 9 up, 9 down. The Green Jackets go through the first time in the order with a whimper. No score through either side.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Well, you've heard this one before. Another pitcher's duel between Augusta and Columbia brewing through 3 innings. The one out double from Jose Cerise back in the top of the second is the only base runner for either team. Cerise due up 4th this inning. If Columbia can put one man on, Kemp, Nowak, and Ramirez will swing against Kendi Richard. 34 pitches for Richard, 5 strikeouts and just the 1 hit allowed. Kemp, the first of those 5 Ks. And he thinks about the bunt. Instead, lets the sinker fly by a little bit high. John Heel continues to be challenged with bunts or at least bunt attempts. Lots of space down the third base line with Heel off of the bag. Kemp ahead 1-0. And he chops it up the middle. It will be the pitcher, Richard, backing up behind the rubber to make the play. A little squibber back up to shoot, and Kendi fields his position admirably. Puts a smile on the face of Elvin Nina and quickens the heartbeat of Dan Gertner a little bit. Never want to see a pitcher backpedaling with a lot of opportunities for a missed footfall. But Richard, none the worse for wear, and the leadoff man is retired for the fourth straight inning. Here's Luke Nowak. Went down swinging last time up. He takes ball one. 3 years at East Carolina for Nowak. One at the University of Illinois of Chicago. Wisconsin native picked up late in the draft this year. Early return on investment. Very positive for the Royals. Nowak cuts through the off-speed 1-1. Good darting slider. Richard's breaking ball has had the best shape and form of any of his four starts this year. Looks very much where it needs to be. Right back to it. It's ripped into right field. Nowak caught a hanger. Took a big turn around first. He's looking for a hustle double, and he is in safely. Christian Miranda makes the call on the bang-bang play. Nowak never stopped running. Douglas Glaude a bit lackadaisical to the ball. And it's the second extra base hit of the day for the Fireflies. The throw was on target, but Nowak sneaks underneath the tag. Southacine putting the glove down quickly, but not quick enough for Christian Miranda. One on, one out for Ramon Ramirez. First pitch swinging. High pop up on the infield grass. Olsavsky in fair territory makes the catch. Kendi pumps his fist and flips the ball up and down. Got away with a sinker down the middle. Ramirez dropped the hands and sent it soaring up to the clouds. Big at bat and a dangerous hitter at the dish. Jose Cerise doubled back in the second. One of two extra base hits for Columbia off of Kendi. Inside ball one. Cerise hitting 274 in his first year with the Fireflies. 20-year-old out of Cuba. In just his second professional season, signed right around the same time that Richard did with the Braves. 1-0. Pulled on the third base side, foul. Olsavsky was crashing towards first. Heel was going towards the ball. And it is Hayden Freeze, not Joe Olsavsky, beg your pardon. Olsavsky's been there so often the last couple months. But he has been able to get a few extra reprieves as of late with the addition of Hayden Freeze. One ball and one strike. Kendi slide step, and it's nubbed to the right side of the infield. Williams to his left side, arms to first, and finds Freeze. Richard allows a one-out double for the second time in three innings. But once again, he escapes without a run. 3.5 scoreless. Green Jackets looking for their first base runner when we come back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Nine up, nine down for Jose Gutierrez. He is the fourth starter this month for Colombia to have a perfect first three innings of a ball game. Gutierrez, five innings, four hits and a run last time out. That was his longest outing of the year with Colombia. And he's well on his way to matching or surpassing that. Eric Hartman leads off for the Green Jackets. Struck out swinging back in the first. Hartman tries to bunt his way on and fouls the changeup back. Josie Novas has a good arm over at third, but he also has a ton of errors, leads the team with 17. Though to his credit, most of them have been as a shortstop. Hartman pops up the high and outside fastball towards short. Yandel Ricardo drifting over to make the play. Just not a lot of solid contact this week for Augusta. Few hard hit outs yesterday in the 6-1 loss. But it seems as though the Green Jackets left all their offensive output back in Kannapolis. That was the previous road trip, and the Green Jackets picked up their first six-game sweep in 3 years. John Heel thinking bunt with Novas back. He takes ball one. Kannapolis is treading water right now. The Canadian ballers are 20-30 in the second half and have lost 10 in a row. Heel fouls the bunt back off the hand of Ramirez. 1-1. The Cannonballers are the only team in affiliated baseball from the big leagues to the Dominican Summer League to have two different 10-game losing streaks this year. 1-1, bunched up the middle, and that is out towards the gap. That's a base hit. Novak hustles over to cut it off. He stumbles as he throws it back in, and Heel will be content to stop at first. One out single, and the Green Jackets have their first base runner. Johnny got a fastball he could handle, turned it around 103 off the bat. And the Green Jackets team leader in steals is on as Augusta looks to strike first. Here's Tate Southacine, pride of Basic High School out in Nevada, picked up 22nd overall this year by Atlanta. He's already the organization's number three prospect. Heel on the move, curveball outside, and John's in safely with a stolen base. And you can stay safe like the Green Jackets by calling Vector Security today. That's Heel's active team leading 46th. Ramon Ramirez has caught just about 16% of runners this year. He does have a good arm, but Heel got a great jump. 1-0 on Tate. Curveball inside corner, 1-1. Green Jackets have a man in scoring position with one out in the fourth. Southacine trying to bring him home with the outfield playing very shallow. Not much going to drop in front of the Fireflies if it gets past the infield. Gutierrez steps off. Sends the pitch clock back to its original spot. Big lead for Heel, Kemp in his pocket. Southacine tips the high fastball into the mitt. There is a ton of talent for Tate, but it is going to be a learning curve. This is all about getting some baseline experience under his belt in the final 3 weeks of the season. The true litmus test of his potential will come opening day 2026. Assume Southacine will be one of the, if not the, primary shortstop for Augusta next year. 1-2, Heel a jump out to third. It's popped up behind home. Ramirez ranging back towards the crowd. He will run out of room. John didn't get the best jump. It was a curveball, and Gutierrez was a bit slower to the plate than usual. But it would have been a close play because Ramirez's stolen base allowed numbers are very much inflated by an early season injury that curtailed his capabilities behind the dish. One ball, two strikes on Southacine after he fouled away the curve. Fastball, down he goes. Southacine now 1-for-6 with 5 Ks in his first couple ball games. He struck out twice tonight, and Gutierrez has a half dozen. Green Jackets were so good with runners in scoring position last week. 21 of 73, hitting about 290. But this week, 1-for-11, And now 0 for 1 after that K. Owen Carey trying to bring home heel. Time is called, and it was the catcher who asked for it. Carey grounded out to first his last time up, but it was a 10-pitch at-bat, longest by either team so far. Gutierrez has been efficient. First pitch swing lined up the middle. That's down for a base hit. Heel will speed around third. There's no play. And Owen Carey gives the Green Jackets their first lead of the week. RBI number 50 for Carey, the first run of the game presented to you by Sarah's Farm Adventure, home of beautiful outdoor family fun in Trenton, South Carolina. First hit of the week for Carey is a big one, and the Green Jackets are up 1-0 in the fourth. Carey just guiding that changeup back up the middle. Here's Dixon Williams with two outs. He takes strike one. Half ball below the zone. Ramirez got underneath it and sprung it back up. Carey did swipe a base yesterday. He has 15 on the year, but has also been caught 9 times. Gutierrez out of the stretch, picks over to first. And Owens in standing no tag from Cerise. Dixon, a broken bat, ground ball up the middle last time. Play was made by his opposite number, Kemp, at second. Williams fouls the fastball out of play. Nothing in two with two outs. Green Jackets did pick up the ever-so-crucial two-out RBI to take this early advantage, which means Kendi Richard will be pitching with a lead for the first time tonight. No balls and two strikes. Carey dancing off of first. And Williams strikes it out to deep center field. Gonzalez chasing back full speed, and he cannot get there. It's up and over the wall on a bounce. Carey hustling home, but it will be a ground rule double, and he will have to head back to third base. Osbel Gonzalez plays as shallow as anybody in the league does. And despite the effort from him to get back on that deep fly ball, he could not track it down. It bounced once, hit the batter's eye, and then ricocheted back into the field of play. Automatic double. Everybody gets two bases. And there's Augusta's first extra base hit of the series. It's also our first double for dollars. For every double hit by the Green Jackets at home this year, M. Austin Jackson Injury Lawyers will donate $100 to the Boys and Girls Club of Greater America, or Greater Augusta. Many thanks to M. Austin Jackson, the Augusta guy, for what's been a very fun promotion all season long. And a much more exciting one this year as the offense continues to be leaps and bounds ahead of where it was in 2024. Misfortune for Williams, only because that bounced out of the yard. If it had stayed on the field of play, Carey was going to score from first. Second and third, two outs for Hayden Fries. Big spot for Hayden, who went down looking last time. First pitch, curveball inside. A run on three hits this inning. Green Jackets not satisfied with what they've got yet. A base hit would likely score two with the way that Williams runs. 1-0. Fastball lashed foul down the left field line. Two out RBI single from Carey, and then the ground rule double from Williams, giving the Green Jackets a chance for a big inning. Fries has driven in four this year. In the dirt, great block from Ramon Ramirez. He just saved a run. Gutierrez buried the curveball. Had full faith in his catcher. And it was rewarded. That was the 60th pitch of the day for Gutierrez. Starting to get a bit higher into his count. Fries ahead 2-1 with two down here in the fourth. Fastball up the middle, base hit. Carey scores. Williams behind him. Two RBIs for Freeze, and the Green Jackets lead by three. Three straight two-out hits, and Augusta leads by a field goal. Again, not the firmest of barrels, but Hayden Freeze picks up a two RBI knock, his first hit of the week. And it is a big inning for Augusta. All of the runs coming with two down. Freeze's second multi-RBI game as a pro. Nick Montgomery will be the seventh batter of this inning. Curveball inside, 1-0. 20-plus pitches in the frame for Jose Gutierrez. And now Columbia has a couple relievers stretching in the pen. 1-0. Curveball outside corner evens the count. Montgomery, 5 homers and 34 RBIs. But it's been a while since he's been able to truly tap into the power in game. Big swing and a miss, strike two. Consistent diet of breaking balls. He did go down looking on a fastball last time. Has to keep that in his back pocket. Reminder that that is something that he still has to be wary of. Gutierrez looking to stop the bleeding. 1-2 pitch. Curveball outside. A delayed steal from Freeze, and he takes second without a throw. Ramon Ramirez was so preoccupied with trying to hold the frame there and change Caleb Cador's mind. The breaking ball missed by a millimeter or two. And now Freeze is in with his first steal as a pro. 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouled away right-hand side. So Montgomery a little bit behind the fastball there. First one he's seen, but still got enough barrel. Freeze took two shuffles and then took off on the pitch really as soon as it was caught. Sixth pitch of the at-bat. Fouled back by Montgomery. We'll do it again. Far and away the best offensive inning we've seen for Augusta tonight. And really the best frame the Jackets have had all week against the Fireflies. Seventh pitch of the at-bat from Gutierrez. Curveball called, strike three at the letters. And Montgomery goes down looking. Two backwards Ks for Nick, but the Jackets strike first. Three runs on four hits with a man left aboard. Green Jackets in front after three.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Kendi Richard threw four scoreless, and after he stranded Columbia's potential first run at second in the top half, his offense responded with three two-out RBIs, and that's all the offense either side has mustered as we enter the top of the fifth. Yandel Ricardo leading off for Columbia. Fireflies trailing for the first time since Tuesday and down by multiple runs for the first time this week. Ricardo a ground out in his first debut. Switch hitting shortstop crowds the plate and takes ball one well outside. Richard 43 pitches through four innings. He's been up to 80 so far with Augusta, so he's on a great pace. See how the second trip through the order goes, though. 1-0 on Ricardo. Check swing held back in plenty of time. Sinker misses in ball two. Ricardo, Ramos, and Rushford looking to retaliate and rev up a run or two. Ricardo ahead 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Cut through the sinker at 88. Ricardo does not have a home run since being promoted. But there is some strong power from the young frame. Just 18 years old. Two balls and a strike on Ricardo. Bunts a perfect ball down the third base line. Could not have placed it any better. And Ricardo's aboard with a bunt single. Heel was off the line. It was pushed with a little bit more velocity than your average bunt. But it hugged the stripe well. And Heel was forced to put it in his pocket. Leadoff man on for the first time for Columbia. And the Fireflies will look to keep passing the baton in a 3-0 game. Henry Ramos, a strikeout victim, his first chance. Infield in double play depth against him. Ramos thinking bunt. Pulls back. Both these teams have tried a handful of occasions. Samuel Mejia starting to stretch a little bit in Augusta's bullpen. No sense of urgency for him. But Richard did sit for a while. Ramos squares and lays off a called strike. Slider inside corner, 1-1. Heel continues to be ready on the third base side. With Freeze holding on the runner Ricardo at first, not quite able to crash. Richard would have the first base side on a bunt. Ball and a strike against Henry Ramos. Ricardo dancing off of first. Kendi picks over after a long pause. And Ricardo's in safely. Yandel 10 of 13 stealing since being called up. Nicholas Montgomery behind the plate has caught just shy of 30% of runners this year. Above average in a high volume of chances against. Richard looks twice and comes home. Runner goes and then stops. Pitch is called a strike. And that forces Ricardo to hustle back over to first. Good time by Kendi to go to the slide step. And now Ramos unlikely to bunt on 1-2. Heel backs up into double play defense. Ricardo picks over for a second time, or Richard does rather, to check on Ricardo. Yandel Ricardo in once again without a tag. Ramos down 1-2 with nobody out in the fifth. Ricardo a bit further off now. There he goes, got a great jump, and there will be no throw. Slider missed just outside. Ricardo gets the stolen base, his 11th of the year. He was a third of the way to second before Richard even delivered, knowing that Kendi could not pick over without risking a balk. Would have had to be successful. Now, if Kendi would have picked over to first, it would have been a rundown. Man in scoring position, nobody out. And it's clipped off the mask of Montgomery. Ramos stays alive. Good slider, but it stayed up just a tad long. Enabled Ramos to fight it off. Kendi so far, 5 strikeouts already. Last inning was the first without a K for him. Still 2-2. Outside ball 3, another slide step. And this one leads to an errant breaking ball. Still no breeze to speak of at the yard, but the humidity has dissipated with the sun officially set. Threat of rain for now is in the rear view. 3-2. Fouled back. Ramos got jammed and punched it away. Very good battle between Ramos and Richard. As Henry Ramos will see an 8th pitch of this at bat now. Looking for back-to-back runners aboard to start off the 5th. Time is called. It's a balk. Richard buckled under the big lead. He got pressure from Ricardo. and he balks him over to third. If Kendi picks off and does so with any sort of expedience there, Ricardo's dead to rights. But right now, the 18-year-old is firmly in the grill of Kendi Richard, and he's gone first to third. Infield stays back. Payoff to Ramos. Fouled away. So after Ricardo dropped down the perfect bunt single, he has used his aggressive base running to take second and be gifted third. Firefly is looking to immediately put up a run of their own. Richard's ninth pitch of the at-bat is inside ball four, and there's back-to-back men on to start off the fifth. It is so integral to get that shutdown inning after your offense puts up a crooked number. But Richard's immediately into the weeds, and that will bring Elvin Nina out to talk. And he is going to summon the entirety of the infield in as well. This is as much about settling down Kendi Richard as it is confirming what the defense will do with a man at first and third, as it is almost inevitable, given the way this team runs and has ran all year, that Ramos, who's got 15 steals this summer, is going to take off at some point. It feels like a when rather than an if. Jackets scored three with two outs in the bottom of the fourth, have a 3-0 advantage in the next half inning. But a single, a steal, a walk, and a balk have men at the corners with nobody out. Milo Rushford, representing the tying run, is at the plate. Richard shuffles to a stop and hit Rushford on the foot with the first pitch of the AB. The bases are loaded with nobody out. Free passes gifted Columbia the win on Tuesday. They were an issue last night to magnify the clutch hits. And now the unforced errors have Columbia knocking on the door. Josie Novas representing the go-ahead run. And he has 9 home runs on the year. Flew out to the deepest part of center last time. He takes ball one. Richard sat for a while, and some of that rust appears to have come out with him. Not a high pitch count, but already the pen thinking about going. Novas cuts through the breaking ball, 1-1. Slider darting to the outside corner. Team high 115 Ks for Novas this year in 79 games. He's hitting 152 in front of the slider once again. And if you can put the breaking ball where Richard has on back-to-back pitches off the outside corner, starting as a strike and ending as a ball, Novas tends to have difficulty laying off. But if you hang the slider, he might put a hole in the video board. 1-2. Slider inside. They will check the swing. Christian Miranda confirms he did not go. That breaking ball came right back to the top of the zone and did not get the call. The Hawkeye dashboard that has the built-in automatic strike zone had that firmly as a strike. No dice. Count 2-2. Fouled away. Slider a bit too close to get a whiff from Novas. And now Samuel Mejia is getting up in the pen as Yosnider Orellana, the bullpen catcher, heads down there. Longest inning out of 5 by Richard. And still nobody out. 6th pitch of the AB. On the ground to third, John Heel will step on third base, go to first, and get the double play. It's a 5-3 double play. Heel gets outs on both corners. Richard panicked there for a half second as the runner Ramos had not vacated the diamond. He wanted to make sure the out had been gotten. So Ricardo comes home to score. It will not be an RBI for Novas. Ramos is out at third. And all things considered, that's one of the best outcomes that Kendi could have hoped for. Man at second, two outs for Osvel Gonzalez, 3-1 game. Gonzalez a pop-up and a strikeout, and he got hit. Sinker inside. It's the second hit batter of the inning by Kendi Richard, and third free pass in general. And now Mejia is sitting down and somebody else is getting up in the bullpen. See which arm that ends up being. There are a few options available for Augusta, including the three relievers that were added last week, Drew Christo, Cade Woods, and Logan Forsythe. Tying run aboard for Tyreek Kemp. He takes ball one. Kendi just looks a bit fatigued as he goes into the fifth inning. He has gone up to six this year with Augusta. 1-0 on Kemp. Breaking ball, called strike, inner third. South is seen playing behind the runner at second. He is way up the middle. Deep in the hole, Williams, the second baseman. Two on, two out, two-run game. Slider nearly hit Kemp. Kendi continues to miss inside to righties and lefties alike. A difficult inning to say the least. One run already home for Columbia. Hitters count for Kemp. And he ropes it down the right field line. Fair ball. One run will score. That will bring in Rushford easily. The throw coming into the plate. And it is not in time. Tie game. Two runs come home on the two-out double from Tyreek Kemp. Rashard hung a slider, and we are tied. Kemp doubles his career RBI total. Glaude was playing towards the gap. He got caught, could not get there in much time, and that hustle from Gonzalez enabled the speedster to score with ease. Three runs in the inning, and the Green Jackets' lead lasts less than 10 minutes. Luke Nowak takes ball one. Two hit-by-pitches for Rashard, the second of which came with two outs. Just completely neutralized his chance at a short inning. Outside ball two. Kendi's misses have become wider and wider. And this is not the man you want to face if you're struggling. All Nowak has done is hit his entire career. Fastball outside ball three. About a half ball out, but when you have missed with as many as Rashard has, do not get the benefit of the doubt. Go-ahead run at second. 3-0 to Nowak. Way outside, ball four. Fourth free pass of the inning. Two walks, two hits, two hit-by-pitches. The only out was the double play. And here comes Winston Sawyer. He has seen enough. Offense handed Kendi Rashard a three-run lead. He gave it right back to Columbia. And they have a three spot of their own. It will be up to the new reliever to keep this game tied in the top of the fifth.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. And more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar healthcare system. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar.
We've got a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. It's Drew Christo making his SRP Park debut. Undrafted free agent out of Nebraska. Went 2 1/3 scoreless with 4 strikeouts in 2 games out in Kannapolis. He inherits a tough scenario. 2 on, 2 out, tie game in the top of the 5th. as Kendi Richard imploded in inning number five. Both starters were dynamic until they fell apart all at once. Three runs and four hits for both teams. Ramon Ramirez looking to rudely greet the reliever. And Christo drives in a breaking ball outside. Drew out of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and then stayed in state for college. 64 games for the Cornhuskers over four seasons. Fastball fouled away, 1-1. And it hits off the sweet section and bounces right back towards the pitcher's mound. Flipped out of play by Christo. Ramon Ramirez has grounded out sharply to third and popped up to first. 0 for 2. But he is always a threat in that right-handed box. Christo with two inherited runners on and two outs. Looks the runner back to second. Breaking ball, Ramirez chases in the dirt. Good slider for Christo. Columbia has tied this game on a two RBI double from Tyreek Kemp, who yanked it down the line off of Kendi Richard. 1-2 on Ramirez. Got him swinging in the dirt. Montgomery puts the tag on. Christo comes on and strands two men aboard. The Fireflies send eight to the plate and tie the game. And halfway through, we've got a brand new ball game with Columbia potentially going to the pen.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Columbia has had action in its bullpen since the top of this fifth inning, and that righty reliever continues to throw, but for now, Jose Gutierrez will go back out for the fifth. Looking to get through five frames for the second start in a row, Gutierrez allowed three runs on four hits last inning, but struck out Nick Montgomery to strand a fourth. Glad, Macias, and Hartman do up for the Bugs in the bottom of the fifth. Tie game now, and Glad hammers the first pitch he sees straight back, 0-1. Douglas struck out looking back in the third. 7 Ks for Gutierrez, that's a season high with Columbia. Glad punches it away again, 0-2. Back-to-back pitches inside that Glad has been jammed upon. Been a strong outing for Gutierrez. 0-2 pitch. Slider bounced out to shortstop. Two hops for Yandel Ricardo. Long throw. Gets Glad by a step. Not an overly quick play, but the ball was hit 102 off the bat, and Ricardo, using the bat speed to his advantage, knew he had an extra moment with how hard the ball was hit. Dallas Macias popped up to right in his first at bat. Gutierrez gets the leadoff man retired for the fifth consecutive inning. And then Dallas takes strike one around the outside corner. Outfield continuously shallow for Columbia. 0-1 from Gutierrez. Outside to even the count. Ramos is the deepest of the three outfield defenders, and he's at a traditional distance in right. Gonzalez shallow in center and towards left. Changeup popped up on the infield. A routine play for Josie Novas. He makes the catch. Two up, two down. Good bounce back inning for Gutierrez. His offense helping him out a little bit. Created three runs against Richard in the top half. Kendi's final line, 4 2/3. 4 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks, leading to 3 earned runs. And he will take a no decision regardless of how this game ends up. Back to the top for Eric Hartman. Strikeout and a pop-up for the lefty. Eric takes ball one outside. Hartman swinging a hot bat in the second half. He and John Heal both have lit up the month of August. Hartman hits in 4 straight. Breaking ball outside corner, 1-1. And this is the Gutierrez we saw in the first 3 innings. Pitching with pace. Getting right back on the rubber and delivering. Hartman cracks it foul, 1-2. Staying out of the middle of the zone. Gutierrez trying to get through 5 and give a fresh inning for the relievers. 1 strike away from doing so. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch to Hartman. Check swing, went around, got fooled on the breaking ball in the dirt. 8K for Gutierrez. He slams the door on Hartman for the second time. And the Green Jackets go lifelessly into the top of the 6th. First full inning for Drew Christo on the other side of the break.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Drew Christo came on 2 on, 2 out in the 5th and promptly retired Ramon Ramirez. Got a swinging strikeout to keep the game tied. We're on to the top of the 6th here at SRP Park. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. 8 men to the plate for the Fireflies last inning. Jose Cerise, the only man who did not bat, will lead off this half. Christo out of the windup for the first time. Misses inside at 92. Big physical presence on the mound. 6'5", 240 for the 22-year-old. Misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
Now batting number 0, Jose Cerise.
Jackets 3 in the bottom of the 4th. Fireflies 3 in the top of the 5th. Each side a big inning. And Cerise is ahead 3-0. A trio of misses. None especially close for Christo. Cerise 1-for-2. In the 3-0, County's taking all the way. Fastball outer third for strike 1. Yandel Ricardo and Henry Ramos set to follow for the Fireflies. Christo deals and gets the knees. 5 straight takes and the count is full on Cerise. Into the windup. Fastball check swing running in on the hands. And Cerise guides it foul to stay alive. That was a self-preserving swing as much as anything else with that fastball riding in towards the neckline. Christo right back on that rubber. 7th pitch of the AB. Fastball down, ball four. Did not get the call at the knees. Zone has gotten tighter as the game has gone along, especially up and down. Christo issues his first walk. Leadoff man aboard for Ricardo. That's, in fact, the first walk allowed by Christo in three games as a pro. Ricardo reached on a bunt single his last time up. Christo back out of the stretch, misses low. He's fallen behind back-to-back hitters. Bullpen continues to be active for Columbia. We know it's a righty, but the number not visible at the moment. Ricardo ahead 1-0. Cuts through the fastball late on 91. Fireflies do have one lefty available in the bullpen. It's Yenfrey Sosa. But he's been a back-end option more often than not. On the ground up the middle, Southacine knocks it down. His only play is at first. Low throw, safe. Southacine hesitant, and he gets no outs. Southacine, he knocked it down, but then took two steps towards second. Was going to be beaten to the bag easily by Cerise, but that hesitation from the 18-year-old shortstop allows Ricardo to beat out the low throw, despite a good pick from Freeze. Would have been tough to get the double play even if that was caught cleanly. And it is an E6, Southacine's first error as a pro. Door jammed wide open for Columbia to take the lead. Two on, nobody out for Henry Ramos. He squares around immediately, and it bounces in and hits Ramos. Let the carousel of free passes continue. The bases are loaded. Just a debilitating couple of innings for the Green Jackets. The last 11 batters, three walks, three hit by pitches, two singles, and an error. Jackets got three outs last inning on a double play and a strikeout. And this has all the makings of a mammoth inning for the visiting side. Milo Rushford was hit himself last time up, and he came around to score one of three runs. Christo misses well outside, ball one. Drew was lights out against Kannapolis. Two and a third, two hits, four Ks, and he got a win in his pro debut. Fastball at the letters, one ball, one strike on Rushford. Heel playing in at third, the rest of the infield playing back. Good speed all around the bases for Columbia. They run well as a team, top to bottom. Rushford chases the high fastball, strike two. We told you this in the pregame show and talked again about it in the early goings. We are at the point of the year where, one, nobody is truly playing at 100%. Everybody has some nicks and bumps and minor maladies affecting them when you're over 100 games deep into a season. One and two on Rushford. Here comes Christo, misses low. But you also have pitchers reaching innings limits based on how much they've thrown this year. And for some of these recent additions via the draft, you have guys that threw a bunch in the spring, then went through a cooling off period, now have to be built back up. 2-2, check swing, and he did not go. Back-to-back misses for Christo, and there is no longer a margin for error. A walk is a run. Christo has missed with 50% of his first 20 pitches. Full count on Milo Rushford. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on the fastball. Both outs for Christo have come via the K. And now he contends with Josie Novas, who grounded into a double play last time up. And what Augusta would give to have him do the same here. Bases loaded, one out, tie game in the top of the sixth. 3-3. Fireflies looking to take the lead. Novas swings at the curveball for strike one. After a rocky start to the frame, Christo looking to settle in and walk the tightrope. Novas 0 for 2 in his first start of the series. Christo a deep breath. Here he comes. Good slider. Novas over top once again. Christo along with fellow undrafted free agent Jalen Payton, both some very intriguing options picked up after 20 rounds were through this summer. Undrafted free agents with a chance to make a legitimate impact as they work their way up the ladder. Nothing in two on Novas. Low, great stop by Montgomery, who has worked diligently with both manager Winston Sawyer, a former catcher himself, and Braves minor league catching coordinator J.D. Clauser, who's in town this week, on blocking, receiving, everything on the defensive half of his game for the first-year pro. Christo still in front, 1-2. Long pause. Here he comes. Slider hooked foul. It hung a bit, but Novas was out in front. Four consecutive breaking balls for Novas. He's getting the Nick Montgomery treatment. Slider after slider. Field umpire Christian Miranda calls time. It appears the Fireflies left the door to their locker room open, embedded into the left center field fence. So Dallas Macias has to hustle out to the track and close that before jogging back to his position. Bases loaded, one out, a 1-2 count on Novas here in the sixth inning. Another 1-2 in the dirt, blocked close enough by Montgomery to keep Cerise at third. He took a few hard steps towards home once he read that on the bounce. But Montgomery funneling it towards the third base side did not enable the runner to come home. Cerise had to stay put. Fireflies scored three in their previous chance at bat. Trying to take the lead here. Fastball fouled away. Hardest pitch of the night so far for Christo. 94 out of the right hand. And the Green Jackets have another reliever up. Looks like Samuel Mejia. Christo looking for a high wire escape. Another 2-2. Fastball fouled away. Back-to-back heaters. Novas has been a bit late on both of them after he saw five sliders in a row. Next pitch will be the eighth of the at-bat to Josie Novas. Nine homers on the year. Christo at the ready. Here he comes. Slider in, ball three. Three misses on the last three breaking balls. And it's another full count with the bases loaded. Does Christo trust the slider enough to go to it here? A walk gives the Fireflies the lead. Check swing. And he will appeal. Did not go. It's ball four in the dirt. Walking home a run. Without a hit, the Fireflies have taken the lead in the sixth inning. Two walks, an error, and a hit by pitch. And Elvin Nina will jog out to the mound. Christo did go to the slider, but that's a good take from Novas, who has bitten on that breaking ball more times than you can imagine, it feels like. Christo walks in the go-ahead run. He still has not given up a hit. And the Fireflies, just as they did on Tuesday, are allowing Augusta to beat themselves on the mound. Still not out of the woods, and the challenge gets even more significant as Columbia gets back to the top of their order. Fireflies have given their bullpen a lead, and remember, Columbia's pen has gone 9 2/3 scoreless this week with just two hits allowed. Used five relievers in that time without a run. Osbel Gonzalez takes ball one in the dirt. Patient leadoff man, and Christo just does not have it in this sixth inning. Approaching 30 pitches, this could very well be his final batter. Gonzalez tips the high heat into the mitt, 1-1. A long arcing swing for Osmel Gonzalez. 0-2, but he was hit by a pitch with two outs last inning by Kendi Richard and scored on Tyreek Kemp's double. Christo's 1-1. Outside corner. Called strike two. Looking to put away Gonzalez for the third time in four tries. 1-2 count on the center fielder. Bags still full of fireflies. Fastball. Little bit outside. Boos rained down once again. That was a bit further out. Montgomery presented it nicely. But too much expansion. Middle innings have treated the fireflies kindly. Richard ran out of gas. 2-2. Fastball chopped up the middle. Only play is at first for Williams. Safe. Gonzalez beats out the infield single. A Baltimore chop from the fastest man on the roster. And it's a two-run lead. And that's what happens when you walk the nine batter. Have to contend with the pure pitch-to-contact type of speedster. Williams did everything he could, but he could not get Gonzalez. A Green Jackets team that is unrecognizable compared to the squad that had been on the field during the eight-game win streak. Five unanswered for the Fireflies and still one out in the inning. Kemp a two-run double last time up. Fastball strike one. Mejia's ready and waiting in the pen. That was the first hit of the inning, but five of six batters have reached. Gonzalez with his 20th RBI of the year. Kemp lays off. Fastball misses high, perhaps. Another one fully in the strike zone on the Hawkeye dashboard, which is the basis for AAA's automatic balls and strikes replay challenge system that is likely to be implemented next year. 1-1 called strike inside corner. Kemp's the seventh batter of the inning after Columbia sent eight to the plate last frame. Back-to-back long innings and back-to-back multi-run innings. Ramos at third, Novas at second, Gonzalez at first. 1-2, slider called strike three. Kemp goes down looking, second strikeout for him. And Winston Sawyer's seen enough. He's out of the dugout. Christo gets three outs, allows two runs to come home. And his night will end in his SRP Park debut. Columbia has the lead. Samuel Mejia looking to stop this long charge for the Fireflies.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health, more compassionate expertise, more seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
second reliever in as many innings, Samuel Mejia, comes out of the Green Jacket bullpen. 23-year-old right-hander making appearance number 23. Mejia 6-5, a 4.7 ERA with 77 Ks in 67 innings. Mejia starts off bases loaded, two down against Columbia's hottest hitter, Luke Nowak. Samuel has been much better against lefties than righties this year, and he does get a lefty to get going. 5-3 Fireflies on five unanswered runs. Green Jackets took a 3-0 lead in the fourth. Since then, all Columbia. First pitch, sharp ground ball to second base. Dixon Williams to his left, and Mejia strands the bags full on just one pitch. Damage more than done, however. Columbia, two more runs, and they take a 5-3 lead into the bottom of the sixth inning.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Well, Jose Gutierrez was able to go 1-2-3 through the bottom of the fifth, put him in line for the victory if his offense could help him out, and help him out they did. Columbia scored two to take the lead in the top half, and now he turns the ball over to Freinel Nova. Nova 1-3 record this year, a 3.78 ERA. The Firefly bullpen has been rock solid as of late, and now Nova faces Heel, Southdesine, and Carey in the bottom of the sixth. John Heel leading off, takes a first pitch fastball down the center at 93. Nova, 37th appearance of the year, 23-year-old right-hander out of Oswa in the DR. 0-1 on Heel, bounces into even the count. John Singleton scored back in the fourth, also swiped a base. He's 1-for-2. Got his first hit of the week. 5 runs, 5 hits for Columbia. 3 runs, 4 hits for Augusta. Heel tied up on the fastball, 1-2. That was the two-seam. Nova has a 4-seam, 2-seam slider and changeup. And he has been very strong the last couple months after a rough May. Ball and two strikes. Heel pulls himself a bit closer to the plate. Nova from the stretch. And John goes down chasing the breaking ball. Strikeouts galore for Augusta's offense this week. 13 last night, 9 on Tuesday. And after Gutierrez struck out 8 in 5 innings, Nova opens his day with a K. Columbia has had Augusta's number, especially here at SRP Park, and they continue to stack strong outings. Tate Southdesine behind on 93, 0-1. Southdesine has struck out twice tonight. Looking to reach base for the first time. Time is called, and it is a pitch timer violation on Tate. So he's behind 0-2. That doesn't make things any easier. It's one of the many changes when you jump straight from high school ball to the pros. Outside target. Outside fastball, and an outside called strike three. Southdesine gets rung up on a pitch around the corner. He's got a hat trick for the second straight start, and Nova has retired his first two batters. Hitting in the pros is tough enough as it is. Give yourself one fewer strikes to work with, and that only makes it more so. Two up, two down. Here's Owen Carey. Carey takes ball one outside at 95. Six straight batters retired since Hayden Freeze's two-run single put the Jackets up 3-0. 1-0. Carey lobs it up the middle, sliding stop by Kemp, up to his feet, over to first, and he makes the play. Tyreek Kemp, a web jam going up the middle, takes away a base hit from Carey, and Augusta cannot buy a break this week.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Samuel Mejia threw one pitch in the sixth, got the final out of the inning, and left the bases loaded. He's back to work against Ramon Ramirez as the Fireflies look to tack on in a 5-3 ball game. Columbia looking to hand the Green Jackets their third consecutive loss to start the week. Mejia's first pitch misses high on the breaking ball. Ramirez, Cerise, and Ricardo due up for Columbia. And time is called. Winston Sawyer and the trainer Dan Gertner are going to go out to the mound. They saw something with Samuel Mejia grimacing after that pitch. It was 87 upstairs. Not sure if it was a breaking ball or not, but it was very clearly uncomfortable. And that will bring all the attention and the concern to Samuel Mejia. Mejia has been so good as of late, four straight scoreless outings. He has really settled into his role in his first year with the Braves organization. And Elvin Nina is going to summon a reliever from the bullpen. So Mejia will walk off with the trainer, Dan Gertner. And that means that the new reliever, John Lee Taveras, will have all the time he needs to warm up. Mejia throws one pitch in the sixth and one pitch in the seventh, and his night is over due to injury. We're back in a few seconds on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CC Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. and more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar Healthcare System. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
John Lee Taveras coming on after the injury replacement, Samuel Mejia leaving. One pitch thrown in the inning. And while Taveras finishes up his lengthy warm-up process, we'll go around the Carolina League scoreboard real quick. Kannapolis looking to scratch out that 10-game losing streak, and they are well on their way. Ballers up 8-1 in the bottom of the seventh in Delmarva. Fred Nats leading 10-4 at the seventh inning stretch, hosting Fayetteville. Fredericksburg welcoming first overall pick Eli Willits to their roster. And in his debut, he's 2-for-3 with two RBIs. 17-year-old shortstop out of Oklahoma is going to be a problem if he develops the way Washington thinks he will. Carolina and Salem got suspended in the bottom of the first. Not really sure why that game even got started, as the rain was forecasted all day. Hickory up 7-1 in the sixth over Lynchburg, and Myrtle Beach shutting out Charleston 5-0 in the bottom of the sixth. So a 1-0 count on Ramon Ramirez. He will watch a breaking ball flip in high from John Lee Taveras in his fifth game with the Green Jackets. Taveras 1-1, a 5 1/3 inning total, 6.75 ERA. Slider inside corner, 2-1 count. Taveras worked 1/3 of an inning on Tuesday. Gave up the go-ahead RBI on a bases-loaded walk in the ninth. Slider on the ground to third. Sharply hit right at John Heel. Heel another high throw, and he retires the cleanup man Ramirez for the second time tonight. Ramon's now 0-for-4, two ground outs, a pop-up, and a K. And the leadoff man is retired for the first time since the fourth. Jose Cerise is 1-for-2, doubled, walked, and he scored the go-ahead run in the top of the sixth. First pitch swinging, he hooks the fastball back out of play at 93. Taveras, 20-year-old right-hander out of Hiway in the DR, same hometown as the man he just replaced on the mound, Mejia. In his fourth professional season, spent parts of three campaigns in the FCL. Cerise tips away the breaking ball, 0-2. Command has always been a difficulty for John Lee Taveras. 77 walks, 15 hit batters in 85 career innings, entering his first outing with Augusta. 0-2, Cerise laces it foul down the right field line. It's a tough scenario to come into for John Lee Taveras. Had to get going from being cold. But he's trying to hold the deficit at 2 and see what Augusta's offense can accomplish in the final 9 outs. 0-2. Breaking ball. Plunked out into shallow right field. And Cerise's got his second hit of the day. Cerise just continues to swing a hot bat. He's 5-for-9 this week. And has been on base 60% of the time, counting the walk earlier. One on, one out for Yandel Ricardo. Reached on the E6 from south the scene and came around to score. So Christo worked an inning, a hit, two walks, and two hit batters. Gave up two runs, one of which was earned. Switch hitter will go from the left side. First pitch swinging, a deep drive out to right field. Glaude going back. He's at the fence, and he makes the catch up against the wall. Ricardo put a charge into it. Carried the bat nearly the whole way down the right field line down the first base line rather, until he realized Glaude was going to have room. 3.45 the distance on that one out to right center field. Not enough to leave the yard. Two outs. Henry Ramos has not put a ball in play today, but he has been on base twice. Strikeout, walk, and hit by pitch for the right fielder. First pitch curveball from Taveras, called strike one. Cerise getting a bigger and bigger lead. John Lee has been one look and go every time so far. Breaking ball down. One ball, one strike. Cerise is trying to time up John Lee right here. He's one for one stealing this year. Montgomery does have a good arm behind the plate. 1-1 pitch. Inside, and it skitters away from Montgomery. No need for a steal. Cerise takes second on the wild pitch. Could not get body nor glove to keep that close. And the Fireflies have a key insurance run in scoring position with two outs. Columbia 3 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth. Nothing so far here in the seventh. Ramos trying to bring home Cerise. John Lee lifts and deals. Fastball called a strike, outer edges, 2-2. Fireflies got a strong start from Gutierrez, and right now he's in line for the win. And the Jackets have had no answer for any of Columbia's relievers this week. 2-2, runner breaks for third, and it's fouled away. Cerise got a great jump. Southacine continues to work in and out, holding the runner on at second. But he had bounced away. Cerise bounced further off, and he bounded straight into a lead. Two-strike pitch cut through and missed by Ramos, and he goes down swinging. Tavares picks up his first K of the inning, comes in as an injury replacement, and works a scoreless seventh. Time to stretch here at SRP Park. Green Jackets on the wrong side of a 5-3 deficit.
Hi, this is CC Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. And more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar Healthcare System. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Frynell Nova went 1-2-3 through his first inning of relief. Two strikeouts and a soft ground ball. He'll now see Williams, Freeze, and Montgomery as the Green Jackets look to spark some offense in the bottom of the seventh. Augusta scored all three runs in the fourth against the starter, Jose Gutierrez. 6-0s beyond that frame. Dixon ground rule double last time up. Cracks the first pitch he sees on a line out to right, and it was directly at Henry Ramos. We've seen that from Williams a couple times this week. Hard hit balls in the wrong spot. Green Jackets, just about every barrel save for Williams' double over the extent of this series has been directly to a Firefly fielder. Credit to David Novarita and Tripp Keister. They have had the Firefly defense exactly where it needs to be. One pitch, one out. Hayden Freeze takes ball one. Freeze, a two RBI single last time up. He also grabbed his first professional steal. 20th rounder out of Eden, North Carolina in his first season with the Jackets. 1-0 on the ground to the right side. Backhanded by the first baseman, Cerise. He feeds Nova. Two up, two down. Zeros keep piling up for the bullpen. Nova's gone five up, five down. The six relievers used have allowed just two hits. That's over the whole week, not tonight. Nick Montgomery, two backwards Ks against Gutierrez. Seeing Nova for the first time. Montgomery still hitless in two starts this week. First pitch fastball misses at 93, a bit outside. Caleb Kador thought about it and decided against a called strike. Nova's 1-0. Outside again, ball two. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets will see lefty Darwin Rodriguez for the first time. Was called up after the two teams last met, 4th of July weekend. So this will be his first game at SRP Park. Montgomery takes a fastball on the corner, two balls and a strike. Rodriguez will be piggybacked by Yeri Perez. So Columbia's got a couple arms available and ready to go. You know who the first two will be. 2-1 pitch. Montgomery waving at the breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes. Nova slowed down the slider, and he's one strike away from back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Green Jackets will send Jeremy Reyes to the mound. Coming off a career day where he put up personal bests and team bests. 11 strikeouts, the most by a Green Jacket this year. 2-2. Montgomery chases in the dirt. Tag was not initially applied. And now the out call will be made as Montgomery gives up. Three strikeouts in six batters for Nova. Augusta's offense staying powerless through seven. Tavares back out to work.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
John Lee Tavares came in after Samuel Mejia left due to injury, one pitch into the seventh inning. Allowed a one-out single but got a strikeout and posted a zero. Milo Rushford leads off the top of the eighth. Fireflies leading 5-3. First pitch from Tavares is whacked back by Rushford. No balls and a strike. Milo 0-2, two strikeouts, was also hit by a pitch and scored back in inning number five. John Lee has gone up to two innings with the Green Jackets this year. Breaking ball diving below the knees. One ball, one strike. More action in Columbia's pen. Right-handers up. 1-1 count on Rushford. Curveball fouled away on a slow swing. It looks like Bryson Dudley. Seventh rounder, it would be his fifth professional appearance. Not always crystal clear in terms of sight lines here in the radio booth at SRP Park. But that would make sense given that Dudley has not thrown in 3 days. 1-2 pitch on the ground towards first. Snared in fair territory by Freeze. Underhands to Tavares just in the nick of time. Close play, but Rushford's put away for the third time. And the leadoff man is gone in the top of the eighth inning. Up steps Josie Novas at a bases-loaded walk. against Christo last time up. That brought the go-ahead run home. One of two men that scored in that inning. Osbel Gonzalez had an RBI single. Novas takes a slider, strike one. First start of the week, Josie a bit less frequent play time, second half of the season. Breaking ball out, one ball, one strike. The emergence of Yandel Ricardo has given him fewer opportunities at shortstop. Tyreek Kemp plays a great second base. Stone Russell can play third along with Novas. 1-1 from John Lee in the dirt ball two. And now you have Connor Rasmussen, who was added to the roster this morning for the injured Angel Acosta. Whenever Rasmussen gets in the game, it will be his professional debut. But he had a strong year at Tulane. Two balls and a strike on Novas. He chases the breaking ball, evening the count. Tavares back-to-back two-strike counts, looking for his second K in as many innings. Green Jackets have scored in just one of nine innings in every game so far. Curveball popped up on the infield right around the mound. Tavares calling everybody off, and he makes the catch. John Heal was there, but Tavares being sure. Pitcher makes the play. One out. Two up, two down in the top of the eighth. Osbel Gonzalez, RBI single last time up. Made it the 5-3 score that you see in front of you right now. Five runs, six hits, no errors for Columbia. Three runs, four hits, and an error for Augusta. First pitch to Gonzalez, misses low. Gonzalez had really the ideal season for a first-year single-A player because there are always going to be peaks and valleys. Fastball outside into the backstop, 2-0. Gonzalez started out hot. Folks around the league began to adjust to his style of play. The dink-and-dunk steal-first mentality for the league's leader in stolen bases. But then he's adjusted in the second half, hitting the ball with more authority now. Slider outside corner, 2-1. Gonzalez grabbed his 20th RBI of the year last time up. Slider inside corner. Breaking ball heavy diet for Tavares as the count 2-2. John Lee looking for a 1-2-3-8. Scooped foul. Off the sweet section's facade once again. Green Jackets in danger of dropping their third straight to start the week here at home. As we quickly approach the season finale, which is just 2.5 weeks away. Another 2-2. On the ground to third, two hops for John Heal, busy man tonight, and he makes the third out of the inning. Nothing leaves the infield, and John Lee retires the side in order. New arm coming out for the Fireflies, needing six outs for a third straight W.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Bush Light is just $2 until last call. And you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Two perfect innings out of the bullpen for Frynell Nova, and it will indeed be Bryson Dudley to take the ball for the bottom of the eighth. Seventh rounder out of Texas State, the former Bobcat, gets the ball. He's gone six innings, struck out seven, and allowed just one earned run in his brief introduction to the Royals organization. Dudley will see Glaude, Macias, and Hartman looking to hold a two-run lead. If he can get the last six outs, he would pick up his first professional save. Douglas Glaude 0 for 2, and a three-quarter swing he got fooled on the first pitch he saw. Dudley fastball, curveball, slider, and change, a traditional mix for the right-hander. Fastball out, 1-1. Dudley, 24 games primarily out of the bullpen at Texas State this summer. Went 5-1 with two saves and a sub-4 ERA. Count even on Glaude, powerful right fielder. Big swing and a miss, 1-2. Glaude was trying to cut the deficit in half in one fell swoop, and it looks like the backswing might have gotten a piece of Ramon Ramirez because he is down holding his left wrist. Ramirez continues to shake it, trying to get a full feeling in that, and that will bring both the trainer Kazuma Fukuzumi and the skipper David Novarita out behind home. Ramirez continues to point to that left wrist. We'll quickly whip around the Braves affiliate scoreboard. Rome and Asheville were supposed to play a doubleheader at McCormick Field in Asheville, but they got rained out for the second straight night. Now the Emperors will play five games in 3 days with doubleheaders tomorrow and Sunday. Double A Columbus leading 6-1 at home against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Clingstone's another multi-hit day for Pat Cloizzi and a three-run home run for Adam Zabrowski, the big catcher. Drew Hackenberg worked around five walks in less than five innings to post a solid start. And Gwinnett's down 5-1 in Memphis halfway through. Striper struggling. 1-2 on Glaude. Dudley into his windup. And it's a fastball outside. Narrowly misses the corner. Two balls, two strikes. J.R. Ritchie got hit around a little bit in Memphis. A rarity for the top three prospect in the system. 3 1/3, 5 runs, 5 walks, and 4 hits for the former Green Jacket. Time is called by Glaude. It was a long wait for Dudley. He was letting that pitch clock work lower and lower. Ramirez will call for the timeout as he wants to go get on the same page. Bryson, old school with the rec specs under the lights. Dudley, 2 strong seasons at Blinn Junior College for the team that won the JUCO National Championship in 2024. Blinn's one of the premier JUCOs out in the central third of the United States. He was all region twice for the Buccaneers. 2-strike pitch to Douglas Glaude. Fastball outside, and by virtue of the automatic ball, Glaude has a leadoff walk. First base runner since the fourth for the Green Jackets ends a run of 10 consecutive batters retired. And the tying run is aboard. It's the first walk issued by Columbia. Walks brought to you by Laziza Mediterranean Grill, CSRA's number one spot for authentically delicious Mediterranean cuisine. Here's Dallas Macias representing the tying run. First pitch fastball inside corner for Dudley. Bryson has allowed a run in each of his last two games, one of which was unearned. Gave up his first earned run as a pro with 2 hits in 2 innings last time out against the Pelicans. Way outside with the off-speed 1-1. Augusta would love to see Macias get aboard, put the tying run on for the top of the order. Nobody up in the bullpen. John Lee Taveras will have the ninth. Fastball outside, ball 2. Bryson Dudley looking to settle back in. Did have some command issues at Texas State. 31 walks in 50 innings while also striking out 53. 2-1. Big swing on a line out to right field, and the catch is made. Glaude's hung out to dry. The throwback from Ramos in time, and Douglas Glaude just ran himself off the bases. He was three-quarters of the way to second for no reason whatsoever. That ball was right at Ramos. Another screaming line drive directly at the right fielder. And Glaude just never picked up the baseball. He stopped, then went further towards second. And he was hung out to dry. Ramos with the outfield assist, and the leadoff walk disintegrates on one swing. Two out, nobody on for Eric Hartman. That was a disastrous outcome for Augusta, because that ball was hit hard, but it was very clearly going to end up in Ramos's glove. Hartman flails at the curveball. One ball, one strike. Columbia will have Kemp, Novak, and Ramirez. 2-3-4, two up in the ninth as they look for some extra insurance. Dudley's 1-1 in the dirt, ball two. Dudley really jumped onto the map with two strong starts for the Trenton Thunder in the draft league before the draft itself this year. He caved 13 in seven innings. Made his way to the Royals organization. Overhand curve. Drops in for a called strike two. Whenever Augusta has had something cooking, they have found a way to force themselves out of a plus scenario this week. It's been their undoing time and again. Breaking ball down. Check swing. Didn't go. Ball three. Be it walks, hit batters, and errors on the defensive side, double plays and caught stealings and base running gaffes offensively, it has not been Augusta's cleanest week. Another full count for Dudley. Curveball outside, called strike three. Hartman goes down looking. First strikeout for Bryson Dudley. And despite the leadoff walk, he faces the minimum. Penn continues to be perfect for the Fireflies, and Tavares heads out for the ninth.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. John Lee Tavares, two scoreless innings. He has helped out the bullpen valiantly, coming in after Samuel Mejia went just a third of an inning through two pitches, appeared to have some form of injury during the second, and Mejia was lifted from the ballgame. Tyreek Kemp will lead off the top of the ninth. Green Jackets trailing 5-3. Fireflies tied the game in the top of the fifth and took the lead in the sixth on a bases-loaded walk from Josie Novas. First pitch breaking ball from John Lee misses inside. Kemp 1-for-4, but that one, the biggest individual swing of the game. A two-run double in the fifth that tied the contest. Fastball on the outside corner. One ball and one strike on Kemp. Tyreek, originally out of Rotterdam in the Netherlands, went to school at Baylor down in Texas. Drafted one round before the current reliever Dudley for the Fireflies. Ball two. Nobody is behind Dudley at the moment. He'll be going for the save. Would be his first as a pro. Kemp ahead, 2-1. Fastball chopped out towards the mound. John Lee will range over, underhand to first. Continues to field the position well, and he retires the first man he faces in the ninth. Luke Nowak will bat. He's 1-for-3. Green Jackets have Heel, Southacine, and Carey due up in the bottom of the ninth. So although it's an uphill climb, Augusta is still in the right spot to potentially make something happen. Nowak grounded out his last time up. He takes ball one inside. Was the only man to record an official at bat against Samuel Mejia. Mejia came on bases loaded, two down in the sixth, and Nowak grounded out on the first pitch. 1-0 curveball misses inside. There's a righty up for Augusta in the pen. That might be Laker Figueroa. That would be a position player if Augusta has to turn past John Lee. Fastball outside, ball three. Tavares' pitch count is running close to its maximum. He's at 36 right now, and he's gone up to 41 since arriving in Augusta. So a walk would be tough to swallow here. Nowak swinging away on 3-0. Pops it down the third base line, and John Heel can't quite get there up against the fence. Hustling towards the wall, but could not quite make the play. And at the moment, the starter, Jose Gutierrez, is in line for his first win at the single-A level. Entered the day 0-4, but he was still the pitcher of record in the top of the sixth when Columbia took the lead. Three balls and a strike on Nowak, still ahead, and he takes it low and inside for a one-out walk. First walk issued by Tavares. And here comes Winston Sawyer. Very close miss, but that's consistent with how the game has been called. And Laker Figueroa, it looks like, is going to come in the game. John Lee Tavares goes a Green Jacket high, 2 1/3, most he's had at the single A level. And he will turn the ball over. Green Jackets having to get creative when we come back.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Well, for just the second time this year, Augusta is going to put a position player on the mound. 20-year-old Laker Figueroa faces Ramon Ramirez. Runner breaks for second, and Figueroa lobs it in for a called strike at 42. Nowak swipes the base. Figueroa certainly wasn't going to pick over. It's only a two-run game, so you can't blame Nowak for looking to go. 0-1 on Ramon. And he lines it on a short hop out to second. Dixon Williams makes the play on the ground and goes over to first. Two down in the inning. Nowak heads over to third. Insurance run 90 feet away. Samuel Mejia has been such a reliable multi-inning option that you figured the combo of Christo, Mejia, and Taveras would be good to go through nine, but Mejia threw just two pitches before an injury, and that complicated things. Jose Cerise gets a fastball inside at 82. So Figueroa's been in the 40s, and he's been in the 80s so far. Lakehair's second stint on the roster. Lobs it in, and it's muscled out to deep right center field. Hartman and Glaude converging. They won't get there. It's extra bases. Nowak can trot on home. Cerise cruises into second, and he has a two-out RBI double that will be accredited to John Lee Taveras. 38 out of the hand of Figueroa, and a good job by Cerise to just wait back and drive it the opposite direction. It is 6-3. Have to keep the next three games in mind, which is why you're not seeing Logan Forsythe or Cade Woods. Yandel Ricardo will watch ball one float past. One-oh count on the shortstop. Yandel 1-for-4 today. Lobbed in outside at 39. That is concerningly slow. But that is the goal. Only other position player to pitch this year for Augusta, Jake Steeles. Ricardo takes a called strike. Steeles had to throw in Kannapolis late in the game. He got battered around, which is to be expected in scenarios like these. 2-1. Too far downstairs. Lakehair just lobbing it in. Figueroa, who has adamantly been paying attention to the Little League World Series because his hometown of Barquisimeto is representing Venezuela up in Williamsport. And just about everybody on that roster is throwing harder than he is right now. That's punched out of play. 3-2 on Ricardo. We did see Lakehair actually throw one decently hard. He put it in at 82. See if he wants to speed it up on a full count. 3-2. Fouled away. He did fire it in a bit more stringently. Ricardo was late, and it ended up in the seats down the left field line. Another full count delivery. Line drive towards third. John Heel, what a stop. Over to first, and he got him. A brilliant play from John Heel takes away a base hit. And Lakehair Figueroa gets a little bit of defensive support. Back to the bottom of the ninth we go. One last gasp for Augusta, needing three runs to tie this game up.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bryson Dudley looking for the save. 6-3 Fireflies in the bottom of the ninth. Columbia trying to grab their third consecutive win to start the week. it would mean at minimum they would secure a series split, and they'll be going for the series W tomorrow night at 7:05. Heel South Essene and Carey, 2-3-4, two up for Augusta. Green Jackets used a position player on the mound to get the final two outs of the top half. Heel first pitch swinging, scoops it foul. John 1-for-3, singled and stole a base back in the fourth and scored a run. 0-1 from Dudley. Called strike inside corner at a firm 93. Fireflies have led since the top of the sixth. Another come from behind endeavor for them. Outside. Green Jackets took a three-run lead in the bottom of the fourth. Columbia got all three runs right back less than 2 outs later. Breaking ball hops in, 2-2. Jackets got an RBI single from Owen Carey, a 2-RBI single from Hayden Freeze. All of that offense came with two down in the fourth against the starter Jose Gutierrez, who's in line for his first single AW. Breaking ball inside, called strike three as Heel gets handcuffed. Second K for Dudley, 13th of the game for Firefly pitching. Ties what they put up last night. That's 35 strikeouts now in 26 and a third for Augusta's offense. Here's Tate South Essene. First rounder swings at the first fastball he sees and ropes it out of play. Seven ABs for the debutante, six strikeouts and a 2-RBI single. Still just 18. 0-1 from Dudley. He is driven down the right field line. Foul, nothing in two. Tate, comparable to his elder brother Ty, who's the second baseman for Myrtle Beach. There's a bit more power and a bit more swing and miss with the potential to stay at short long term. That's all the way to the backstop from Dudley, ball one. Ty went in the fourth round and has turned it on in the second half for Myrtle Beach, who's running away with the second half South Division. They're seven games up on everybody else and seem liable to meet the Fireflies come the divisional round. 1-2 to Tate, and he goes down swinging for the fourth time tonight. Jackets have tied their career high, or season high rather, in strikeouts with 14 in 26 outs. It's the most in a nine-inning ball game by the Green Jackets this year. And Owen Carey is the final hope. Carey RBI single brought home the first run of the game. He's grounded out twice in between. Dudley bounces in the change ball one. 7:05 start tomorrow, weather permitting. Darwin Rodriguez will be piggybacked by Yeri Perez for the Fireflies. Jeremy Reyes has the ball for Augusta. Big swing from Carey, 1-1. Green Jackets will have their first Hall of Fame induction in 3 years. Two-year Green Jacket player and former Braves fan favorite Charlie Culberson will be inducted pregame. Fastball outside, ball two. Then a 6:05 start Saturday and 5:05 Sunday in the final meeting between these two teams. Third straight season where Augusta and Columbia have played at least 20 times. Breaking ball outside corner, 2-2. And with the schedule being finalized in the coming days for 26, that'll start trickling out next week. You have a feeling that's likely to continue. Two balls and two strikes. Here comes Dudley. Inside, called strike three, and that's the ball game. Bryson Dudley grabs his first professional save, and the Fireflies have won three straight in enemy territory. Augusta's offense, a season-high 15 Ks at the plate. All three runs come in inning number four as the Green Jackets took an early advantage that they could not secure. Richard takes the no decision. Drew Christo will take the loss. He gave up two walks, a hit by pitch, and one clutch single off the bat of Osbel Gonzalez. Two runs, one earned in one inning. And Christo has his first losing decision as a pro. The win will go to Jose Gutierrez. He improves to 1-4. That is Firefly win number one for him. And Bryson Dudley has save number one in game number five for the seventh rounder out of Texas State. Green Jackets now drop to 61-52 overall, 27-22 in the second half. They still have a better record by 8 games than the Fireflies do, but Columbia's going dancing. They got the playoff spot by a single game in the first half, and despite a nightmarish beginning to the second half, they have now won 7 of their last 11 and are getting going at the right time. Got back healthy. Ramon Ramirez is back. And a few of the recent draftees like Tyreek Kemp and Luke Nowak have added some much-needed length to the lineup for David Novarita. Hayden Freeze grabs a pair of RBIs, his second multi-ribby day in his first 13 games as a pro. And he got steal number one as well. Jackets have now dropped 3 straight at home on the heels of an 8-game win streak. Seesawing back and forth between the win and loss columns and looking to right the ship tomorrow. Jeremy Reyes, after his best outing as a pro, has the ball for Augusta tomorrow. And it will be Darwin Rodriguez seeing Augusta for the first time at 7:05. We'll be live with you at 6:50 on the Tax Slayer pregame show. Final details one last time for both sides for Columbia. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The Fireflies leave on 9. Augusta, 3 runs, 4 hits, an error. Leave on just 1. And the Green Jackets did not have a hit after the 4th inning. And for our entire crew, we are officially finalized here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Columbia going for an early series victory tomorrow night as they have now won 7 of 10 games here at SRP Park this season. For Brett Islar, Wes Cooper, and our entire crew, I'm Noah Adcock-Howa. Thank you so much for being with us. Fireflies 6-3, another comeback W in the books for them.